Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Someone else on the text line says, I have a random question for you guys. Why are shower farts so lethal? They smell 10 times worse when they hit you so fast. I just Googled
steam.
It real quick.
It is. It's the temperature.
Right. So they say the heat and the humidity, so it's a two-part thing. It can enhance your sense of smell. All right. So already your nasal passages are more open, but then also the water vapor, it acts like a sponge, allowing more odor molecules to be absorbed and concentrated.
And it's even more concentrated when you do it in a bathtub, because just one bubble is coming up that's highly concentrated instead of spraying it at your butt.
Yeah, and then it breaks open in front of your face.
Although, getting a nose full of your butt biscuit this morning, man, I don't know how that can get worse.
I don't know. So, last night, like I said, my son and I, we get home last night from a volleyball tournament in Spokane. It's about 8 o'clock. We're all hungry. My daughter is at a play with friends. So, we're like, all right, well, what do we want to eat? Everyone hemmed and hawed. In the end, we ended up getting Five Guys. And it's been a hot minute.
All right.
Since I've gotten Five Guys. But the smell coming out of me was more like I literally ate Five Guys. I mean, it smelled like I ate five people. So I don't know what happened. And Miles and I are on the elevator. I had a fart on the elevator. And it becomes an instant gas chamber. Whatever. Get off the elevator. I don't realize that it is trailed behind me in the hall. Mike walks by and just says, did one of you guys just like bust ass in here? Of course, Miles is like, one of us? How about the guy that always does it? So I cop to it. I'm like, yeah, that's me. And then I explained to Mike later. I'm like, oh, man, I farted on the elevator. I did not realize you then got on that elevator to go down. It was bad.
It was terrible, man. I just walked by. I'm about to go down and grab myself something to eat for lunch. And I walk by the office, and I get into the hallway, and I'm hit with a wave of this thick,
it was bad,
humid
I can't even
air.
Believe you still went and ordered food.
I know.
Well, and the thing, what made it worse, I was hungry, Miles, for one. But, you know, I went into the doggone elevator, and then there's this sour, stale smell that's sitting in there in the elevator.
But what I did later, right, because I had to get all the farts out of me. So I went down to smoke again, and I got a fart again. I don't wait until I get on the elevator. And once again, the elevator just fills with the stink. And the way these elevators work, if you get, we're on the 14th floor. If you step out on the 14th floor, typically that elevator will stay here until someone else from this floor goes down. So this time, I farted, and just because it's me, I hit lobby. So I sent it back downstairs.
Nice. By the way, it was Hitchbot. Canadian hitchhiking robot created by some professors up there. It gained international attention, successfully hitchhiking across Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands. But in 2015, in an attempt to hitchhike across the United States, when it got to Philly, it was stripped, dismembered, and decapitated.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably stripped it for parts. Right? That's my thought. Why? What was the point of that?
I guess
to see if it could be done. Look.
A social experiment. Just to see if people could be trusted.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been to Philly. No. But also, you know, the thing with hitchhiking is just, it's the human condition which puts both sides a little bit like, oh boy, who's picking me up? Or who is this person that wants me to pick them up? With the robot, like, you already know what it is. Other than people in Philly acting like people from Philly, like, no one feels threatened by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. It doesn't have an agenda. It's just a freaking robot. You put it in your car. But I don't know what they were thinking when they sent it to the East Coast of the United States.
Well, I mean, I guess you figure it made it all the way across three other countries.
Have you read about the other countries?
Why not try the United States? Maybe the Yanks have it in.
Start on this side of the country. Or maybe start the middle of the country. Start in, say, like Minnesota. Because if you put it in Washington State, I think there's enough tweakers. They strip it for parts, right? Trying to get the money. East Coast, they just do it because they can.
Yeah.
So I would start like in Minnesota. So, all right, as far as stereotypes go, decent folk, right?
Yeah.
You had to get to middle America and maybe go down to Texas. But I'm like, if you started on the East Coast of this country, there's zero chance that thing's going to make its destination.
All right, let me give you guys one here. Okay. What did you get caught stealing? Get caught stealing. So you actually got caught in the act of stealing something.
I'm trying to think. A Hot Wheel car once.
Nice.
When I was younger. Yeah, I mean, I got popped and I thought I was slick. The problem is the packaging in the Hot Wheel cars. There's a Hot Wheel car, then it's in a little plastic bubble. But what gave me up was the kind of cardboard thing they put it on, if you know what I mean. So I folded it up, put it in my coat pocket. We're at a store called Golden Circle up in Rochester. It's just like Kmart, essentially, but called Golden Circle. And my mom noticed the bulge in my pocket. And she knows I don't have money. I did not bring anything with me. So immediately, now, to be fair, she was wrong with her accusation. She accused me of stealing candy. I'm like, I didn't steal candy. And as a kid does, until she got it right, I didn't want to show her. She's like, well, what's in your pocket? I was like, well, not candy. She's like, pull out what's in your pocket. No. Do you want me to reach in your pocket? Because we're going to have a different conversation. So I pulled it out. I thought she might be proud. She was like, did you plan on paying? Do you have money? Bah, 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 bah. It was awful. It was now, I did not get busted by the store, but I did have to go put it back, and I had that big crease across the cardboard. It was humiliating. She was pissed for like 2 days, man.
Well, yeah. Yep.
I got caught stealing like Reese's eggs, I think, from one of my, I was the woman that babysat us.
All right.
The Easter Bunny did not bring any to my house. And then I got caught stealing some of the other kids' candy.
What, at somebody else's home or at a store?
She babysat us. And her kids had their baskets out in the living room, and I saw the Reese egg. I grabbed the Reese egg, Mike, or Miles. I hid behind a chair and tried to eat it, and I got caught ready.
You hid behind the chair?
Like a chipmunk.
Was it a big one,
there.
Big egg, or like a smaller one?
I mean, it's the one you get, but they had like a six-pack of them.
Okay.
I had zero.
They're not going to miss this.
So you open up the pack, and there's five in there?
Well, one was already gone. I just figured, hey, everybody's outside playing. I'll take this opportunity.
Yeah, it's a crime of opportunity.
I'll be dead honest. If I hadn't hidden behind the damn chair, nobody probably would have noticed. But the lady that babysat us walked by. I was like, what are you doing back there? And I'm like halfway through.
Yeah, Dad.
Right. You know,
was she disappointed? Just like, you just could have asked. I'd have given you one.
Yeah, I remember she had to talk to my mom. Then my mom talked to me.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think it was more like just learning a lesson of like, I think you're right if I had asked, but.
Probably would have said, oh, my brother busted me once.
But just, you know, as a kid, it's just like, oh, my God, I'm a bad person.
We had these stick. They were called Wacky something. And basically, they took a product name and then made the product name funny. It was like Sour Patch Kids or whatever before they existed. Right? And I can't remember what they're called, but we loved these stickers when we were kids. And my brother had a double of one of them. And he charged. He said, if you want it, because I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, you have two. What are you going to do with it? He's like, well, I'm going to keep it. If you want one, it's going to cost you 5 cents. Now, this time, I'm maybe 5 or 6 years old. So, I literally don't have a nickel to my name. But he did. And I knew where he kept his nickels. So, I grabbed his nickel, and I gave him a nickel. He gave him the sticker. I immediately stuck it on my desk. And I think it was like the next day. He's like, did you steal a nickel from me and give it to me? Sticker. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I didn't have any money. He was pissed. Yeah. He was real pissed.
Stole my nickel, man.
I didn't have a nickel, so I stole his nickel.
It's
gave
like
it
you
back
actually
to
stole
him.
Two things at that point. So first you steal a nickel, and then technically you stole the damn sticker.
Well, I didn't really steal the nickel. I only stole the sticker because the nickel he got back. Right? When he charged me a nickel, I gave him his nickel back that I had stolen. If he didn't charge me, then I would have just stolen a nickel. So he broke even. What he lost was the sticker, but I had the presence of mind to stick it on the surface so he couldn't get it back.
So, Columbia Record and Tape Club, or BMI, BMG, whatever
it was.
When you get old mail at your place, you would just take that name and you would submit it for your 12 CDs, okay?
All right.
There's about a 6 to 8 week window.
Mm-hmm.
You want those CDs, you got that money. So what I would do is, I knew exactly what I ordered, all right? And I would write everything down. And then my buddy Joe, he would
hate doing cardio. Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He had most of those. So whatever he had, I would order. And then I would take his and I would sell them back at the CD record and tape store, right? I would get the money for that. So I'd cash on hand right now. And then Rozak would come into me and go, hey, did you take the REO Speedwagon Greatest Hits? And I'd be like, no.
Keep looking.
Nah, it wasn't me, man. You probably misfiled that thing, you know. But then when I got the load, I would just put the whole box on his bed.
Right.
Because I'd already stole every one of his CDs and took it back to get the quick cash. But I replaced them with a new CD.
I mean, is
why did you just tell him you were doing that, though?
Oh, because
it sounds shady.
It really does. To steal your roommate's CD to sell back for drug money or whatever the money was for.
Drugs. I think it sounds worse to lie to your roommate.
I did not lie. I just said, hey.
He said, did you steal it? You said no.
No, he said, do you have it?
Yeah.
In which case,
said, no,
I don't.
I don't have
I do not have it.
But you're going to get a new one. I just don't know if it's going to be like 3 to 6 weeks.
Do you have it?
So no REO Speedwagon for you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.